was a great son of the soil, a great leader indeed, a man of impeccable liberation war credentials. He led us to freedom, having started way back in the 50s to lead our struggle, which of course later on transformed to an armed and protracted struggle. So he was a man who loved this country, who loved these people, a man who hated tribalism, who hated regionalism, who hated racism, and embraced all the people of Zimbabwe, irrespective of where one was born. Because he was of the view that nobody ever signed a form at birth to belong to a particular tribe or region. That was God's business. And any of those who felt God had made a mistake should bear in mind that they may never enter the kingdom.
Tell us a bit about what Nkomo thought about unity.
He mobilized the entire people of Zimbabwe under the banner of Manawevu, Mtano Enhlabathi. And we went on in terms of liberating our country as one people. And of course, as we moved on, it is also indicative that although there had been a split in 1963, this was not to be lost in terms of our togetherness. So we never lost each other. And this is why you recognize that as the struggle progressed, we all formed the Patriotic Front, which brought ZAPU and ZANU together. And we went to Geneva as one people under the banner of the Patriotic Front. We went to Malta as one. And of course, we went to Lancaster as one. And even after independence in 1980, we did form a unity government. And we have never lost that sense, because he was of the opinion that the two principal things which were to bear in mind was the issue of land and the issue of unity. Because to him, without unity, there was no peace. And without peace, there was no development. And without development, there was no prosperity. So he was a great man, a colossus. And we want to congratulate the two great icons of our country, President Robert Mugabe and the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo, for having brought us together in the manner they did by signing the Unity Accord of 23 December 1987. So we are one, and it's not the basis of unity just for the two parties. This was an accord endorsed by our two congresses, the Congress of ZAPU and the Congress of ZANU. And therefore, nobody can ever pull out of that agreement. It's irreversible, because anybody who claims that they can pull out are really living in a dreamland, because you cannot pull out when you're not a signatory to an agreement. It's only those who signed who can pull out.
What can you say about the unveiling of Nkomo statue and other activities that were conducted in Bulawayo yesterday?
We were very grateful yesterday with an exciting day in Bulawayo. The commissioning of the Joshua Nkomo International Airport, the unveiling of his statue, and of course the renaming of 9th Street into Joshua Nkomo Street. Thousands of people turned up from across the country, and we're very proud of the legacy left us.